This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm still joined in the studio by
Arvind Yabraj
and Christine Wong.
Our two guests have left us. Of course, we had a bit of fun on Friday. That was Hanif and Najman giving us some details about some of the stuff that they are looking forward to, some of the hype that they are potentially buying into, and the show that will be launched at some point in the near future. GG, well played.
Yeah.
Now, before we go any further, of course, the question we're asking is, when was the last time you bought a product that lived up to the hype, and what was it? We've got some reactions that we'll get to in a moment. But first, of course, we have an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.44% at 1,519 points. Active stocks include MCT Berhad, Kanga International Berhad, and CME Group Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.12 against the US dollar. It is at 3.04 against the Sing dollar and 3.02 against the Aussie dollar.
There we go. Thank you very much, Arv. Right, so to get on to some of this feedback that we've got, where do we want to go first? Let's go to Instagram first.
Okay, on Instagram, there's one that I feel like I have to read out in a specific voice. So V for Vendetta says, a steam mop. Now I don't use so many pails of water and no chemicals either. The floor is clean. But also, I didn't know that.
Are you part-timing or something by any chance?
I mean, no, but I didn't know steam mops existed until this point, so that sounds really cool.
It's funny you should mention that, because in my house, I've got one of those mops where you squeeze a button and it squirts water out the front.
Oh.
That it's actually really good. And I remember somebody saying, this is really good, you should go and buy one of these. And I'm like, why on earth would I buy a mop? Oh my word.
I've got a mop that self-rings. So
it does what?
You put it in like a little spinny thing, basket, and you press it down, and then it rings itself out.
Is it worth the hype?
It is actually quite worth the hype.
Okay. Right, what have you got?
Over on Twitter from Harry, who says, my Nintendo Switch, a working parent's best gaming system. We also have a couple of extra replies. This comes from Sheikh, who says, my espresso machine that I bought 7 years ago, still going strong, saves a lot of money and from mediocre and expensive coffee out there. Mm-hmm. And we also have AJK, who says, the Spider-Man PS4 game, which we all know is excellent.
I have not experienced, but I can only look on with envy.
It's fantastic. Christine, when you do get that PS5, you know.
When,
yes. I've got a couple of responses over on WhatsApp from number ending 2211. When the smartphone era started, I was using an O2 PDA with a stylus. Going from that to a Samsung Galaxy S1 was like, wow, touchscreen is real. My iPhone friends were snobs, so I stuck to a Samsung Galaxy S1, S2, and S3. When I finally got an iPhone 6, I realized that the hype is real. The speed, the smoothness, the ecosystem, etc. is better than my Galaxy, because my Galaxy kept hanging. The battery draining from 90 to 5% in seconds, etc. Yeah, I think about the new ones now, though. Also on number 0812, a bit late to the party, but the last hyped product for me was upgrading my DSLR rig to a mirrorless system with refined eye autofocus and object tracking for both photos and video. Absolute game changer that makes my work so much easier and more efficient. And that's what we like, something a bit more efficient.
Very nice.
Right, shall we move on to our next story?
Yes, we shall.
What have we got? Oh, yes, space.
Yes.
The final frontier.
Well, apparently not, because there is this, a US company, a US production company, is planning to produce a reality TV show called Space Hero Inc., where the winner will receive a 10-day trip to the International Space Station as the ultimate prize. So this is just another way to sort of capitalize on the new private human spacecraft from SpaceX and Boeing that are opening up ways for non-government astronauts to reach space. It's also not the first time a space-themed reality TV show has been planned, because there is a startup called Mars One that wanted to fund its trip to Mars by making a reality TV show that shows prospective astronauts training for the journey. So that's how they would get the money to fund their project. NASA also said that it is working with Tom Cruise to fly to space to film a movie. It was one of the Mission Impossibles that are coming up, because Tom Cruise is just tired of doing stunts here on Earth, so he wants to pop
not
by.
Not be shackled by gravity anymore?
Yeah. Just defy gravity. Why not?
Can they leave him there?
I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
isn't the Fast and the Furious' new movie supposed to be in space
apparently,
or something like that?
What? It's rumored to be going to space. Yes.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah. But yeah, so NASA's going to help Tom Cruise do that. They're also going to be filming their first ads in the coming months. So for like sponsored items, perfumes, cosmetics, stuff like that, the astronauts are going to be using these things and filming ads for them to be sent down to Earth from the space stations.
Look, if you're going to sponsor any products to be like filmed in space, they better be out of this world.
Do we have an option to switch off her microphone?
She controls the microphone, so apparently not.
I have so much power.
Yes. But yeah, so this you know, space isn't new to capitalism and corporations. Yes.
But it's this is on the back of Ad Astra, remember? You remember we were watching that when he lands at the moon and it's he's walking through that whole thing. It looks like an airport and there's ads all over
the place.
It's
literally an airport.
Yeah.
This is what it's coming to, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, especially if they build that stuff. So we don't know when this game show is going to take place or when this TV show will take place and when they can send the winner up there, because it's not cheap. A few things they have to keep in mind is that Boeing's Starliner has not carried any people into space yet. And Earth seat costs about $90 million.
What?
Earth seat. At the moment, 90 million. SpaceX, they say, is cheaper at about 50 million a ticket. So, affordable.
Yeah, what a budget price.
Yeah, what a discount rate.
I have two tickets, please.
Yeah. Ah. And to date, about a dozen private citizens have been to the International Space Station as tourists. All of them flew on Russia's Soyuz rocket through private deals. So how they're going to broker this deal for the TV show is uncertain, but they are already working on sort of like entertainment projects to send people to space because of SpaceX and Boeing, which I think is quite interesting.
So
interesting
is one word.
Go on, Chris.
No, so with this reality TV show to bring things like back down to Earth for like a second.
Oh,
what? No,
dear.
No, that wasn't supposed to be a pun. Genuinely, I'm curious about this. What are they going to do on the show? Is it supposed to, like, you put them in one of those space centrifuge things and see how they cope? Is that what the gist is supposed to be? Like the training process or what?
I think so. They haven't said what the show is going to be about, but they say it's going to be space themed. So I can imagine that it's something to do
in space. I mean, space themed could be anything. You can just have like Jeopardy, but space themed, and it doesn't qualify you to go into space.
Or maybe an obstacle course that's kind of spacey. They haven't given any details on what the show is going to be or how they're going to, what kinds of challenges they're going to give the contestants and what they have to do. Or what would even make them like fit enough to go to space, but that's the price. And I guess I'm pretty sure a lot of people would join knowing that that's the price, especially how expensive the price is and how sort of like how many people are going to get that chance to actually go to a space station.
Is this kind of thing you would sign up for should you have spare pocket change? You know, of course.
Me, like knowing me, no. The fact that they haven't carried anyone yet, I'm going to give it a bit of time.
Exactly. That was my point, exactly.
I just don't want to go into space. I'm already scared of heights as it is.
Right, time for us to take a short break. Music coming up from Steve Miller Band with Rockin' Me. Don't forget the question that we're asking. When was the last time you bought a product that lived up to the hype and what was it? Let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Final story of the day will be about the Batmobile. Yep, you heard that right. The Batmobile here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.